Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, y'all. Alex here. And let's talk about this topic really, really quickly on a Saturday. I have a question for you that I really want you to take a second and answer. Really respond. How does anyone make money in the stock market? I'm going to give you a second to respond, right? Now, did you say that they have a great trading plan? Or did you say that, you know, did you say anything that has to do with indicators? Was your response like, oh, you know, you need to have this much money to make the big trades and that's how you make money? Well, guess what? You're all wrong. Well, at least partly. I mean, those things definitely play a part. But here's the answer, right? The only way to make money in the stock market is to buy low and sell high, or sell high and buy low, right? That's it. I mean, even when you buy dividend stocks, I mean, you think dividend stocks, you're not buying and selling, but if you buy a dividend stock high and it goes down, even though you're getting money, right, the cost that you've lost in the depreciation of the actual asset is offsetting the dividend, right? So to buy low and sell high is still very applicable. And that's it, right? Even Goldman Sachs can only make money like this. Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and Chelsea, Sean, our listeners, right? They can only buy low and sell high, or sell high and buy low. That's the rule, no matter what the strategy is. Indicators, none of that stuff. It all comes back to the same principle. So what does that mean? If you follow this principle, you can end up on the right side of any trade. It doesn't mean you will, but if you formulate a plan around this principle, then the odds are in your favor. So then the question comes in, what are the indicators for? Well, the indicators on a chart are merely tools to try to identify what the environment of the stock is in, right? Whether it is in a low position and we should buy and sell high, or it is high and we should sell and buy back low, right? That's all the indicators do, even the best indicators in the world. You can spend thousands of dollars, but if you disobey the principle, then your chances of losing only goes up, right? And you should be asking me at this point, right, Alex, I've seen stocks that are high and keep going higher. Well, yeah, I mean, that's because someone out there has the power, or some peoples have the power to actually push prices, right? They control millions, if not billions of dollars, and they decided that they think the price should be higher, right? That's not our guy. Those aren't our people. We don't look to play with people like that because they're breaking principles. I mean, they might make money, and a lot of them do, but they're breaking the principle. And we've already witnessed the opposite of that same activity with GameStop, right? When someone takes a stock that's already at its all-time high and pushes it higher, you know, okay, that's great. But what happens when you take a stock that's already low and try to push it lower, right? Try to break the principle to the downside. Well, the people with the power to move prices decided that they were going to sell a stock that was already low, break the principle, and even though it worked in the short time, right, what happened later, right? The violation of the principle got them squeezed. Anybody that was still in that trade got them squeezed by the longs, right? The people who bet that the stock would go up. And it squeezed it all the way up to, what, 400 at one point. So if you keep this principle in mind, that nobody can escape the principle, right? You look at what happened with Viacom and that trader. I forgot his name. He's already in the wind, right? He lost $10 billion overnight, basically, right? Because he was so highly leveraged up and he kept pushing the price up. He kept violating the principle by trying to create an environment, right? Instead of just interpreting the environment and playing along with it, he had the money to create the environment. And guess what happened? The minute that other people decided that he was breaking the rules and they decided to short him, he got crushed and had to liquidate, right? If you break the rules, you can make money in the short term, right? There's an exception to every rule. You can rob a bank and walk out with the money, but eventually those guys get caught, right? So if you want to increase your odds to earn money in the stock market, right, keep that principle in mind. All those fancy indicators are only tools to help you identify opportunities to get on the side of buying low and selling high, or selling high and buying low. But you have to understand that principle, because we're all bound to those two ways to earn money in the stock market. Now, there's only 3 days left to complete the survey. It is the 12th. I conclude the survey on the 15th. And I want to be picking a winner. Now, I've been doing this podcast for a year now, over 220 plus episodes, and I've never done a giveaway. Take advantage of this opportunity, because I would love to do more giveaways in the future if there's enough interest. If there's no interest, then I can't do more giveaways, right? So go to marketadventures.co/giveaway and take the survey so I can give someone my money. Like, I'm dying to give away this money. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. I'm going to the beach or the pool with my children this weekend, so I will see you on Monday. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well. And remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.